Yes, hello, this is Rudy Canosa. I'm an import-export businessman from Argentina, but I also appreciate the company of all the beautiful women, and so I say to all the beautiful women, which is something I know that turns you on. Also, I don't exist because Phil Henry created me. He also does my voice. If I ever do score, it will be him who is satisfied sexually. I cannot be because I am just an idiot who goes...
1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Ted Bell, Ted's of Beverly Hills. Okay, there's a big promotion that Ted is announcing. It's a one-on-one challenge to Tiger Woods, and we got to get Ted on the line quickly to talk about this. Ted from his restaurant, Ted's of Beverly Hills in Beverly Hills, California. Ted, how are you?
Phil, I'm doing very, very well. Thank you.
What you want to enlist my aid, and I know you have talked to a variety of broadcast television and radio stations across the country in a one-on-one challenge to Tiger Woods.
Well, I tell you, Phil, this is not really anything to be taken lightly. I think it is. I was disturbed by Tiger's victory at the Masters.
Why?
You know, the publicity surrounding Tiger Woods is so premature. I think it's really disrespectful right now for people to already be shoveling Nicklaus into a dirt hole and proclaiming this guy to be the best of all. This Grand Slam, I'd like to educate some people as to the reality of a Grand Slam. A Grand Slam is only a Grand Slam when you win those four major championships within the same calendar year. Tiger Woods did not win these in the same calendar year. He won them over a 12-month period. In other words, he...
Yeah, but he holds the titles.
He holds the title, but you know what I'm saying.
I understand that traditionally a Grand Slam is considered to be... excuse me. Is traditionally considered to be...
It's considered to be, Phil, in the same calendar year.
Yes, but nobody ever achieved that feat. And the first time that four major titles have been held consecutively... is by Tiger Woods. He's won six in the last 5 years. He's won four consecutive. I mean, it's a tough thing to beat.
Well, the Grand Slam is technically winning all four. He didn't do that, Phil. Let's see young Mr. Woods put his money where his mouth is for a total of $1 million.
But before you go into your promotion, do you understand what I'm saying? Don't you think that that's a difficult feat?
I don't think it's anything that you start to shovel dirt in on top of Jack Nicklaus for. I don't think it's something that you light the funeral pyre under Arnold Palmer for. I don't think it's something where you decide to put a pillow over the face of Bobby Jones just because...
All right, well, nobody's doing that to any of those men, okay? Putting a pillow over his face. God.
Well, but, hey, Phil... look at what all the publicity around Tiger Woods. The kid is 25. Way too early. Way too early to start proclaiming this guy the end-all, be-all, like he's Jesus C. Christ, and then he's...
Okay, you got to watch that because we just did a religious segment, and there's a lot of people who are very sensitive, okay?
Well, but you know what I'm saying.
I know that you're not a Tiger Woods fan.
No, it's not about being a Tiger Woods fan. It's about... let this guy do something special first, and then maybe. Now, that is why I threw the challenge to Tiger, and why I went through Bill Patterson over at Associated Press, or I tried to get through Associated Press, but I went through a couple of different news agencies, and I want to get this thing set up, and I'd like to use your radio program.
Okay, this is a $1 million challenge, right?
That is correct. Capital M, my friend. And I would love to get this guy one-on-one. I would love to get Tiger Woods one-on-one. I'd like you to be my media spokesman for the match because you know this kind of thing. Now, you were in my restaurant 2 weeks ago, Phil. You knocked over a drink, no charge. I think you owe me one.
Okay. Yeah, you did give me a free Ted. You want me to promote this?
Well, I want to get this guy in match play. Him and me, nobody else in the field, okay? Mano a mano. I'd love to see how this guy does in a good old-fashioned, tough-as-nails area course, no fancy greens, no trimmed rough. I want to get this guy at Ojai Country Club. $1 million match play. Now, I have a 25 handicap. Tiger is averaging like a 68.3. That means all I have to do is shoot a 92, and I got that guy right where I want him. And I played Aviara at Carlsbad. I own the Wilson course at Griffith Park. I own Brookside.
Wait, hold on. You wanna play Tiger Woods one on one?
Yeah, match play.
Okay. How many strokes? Tiger's not getting.
Tiger's getting strokes, right? I have the USGA. I've got a USGA approved handicap.
All right, you're a 25. That means you're going to be getting two strokes. You're going to be getting a stroke.
I get a stroke for 18. I get two strokes on the toughest seven. Yeah.
So you're coming up to a par three, and you're already going to be getting two strokes from Tiger Woods.
I don't understand where you're going.
I just wonder how fair this is.
This is a USGA approved handicap. Okay. Now, let me tell you something, Phil. You know Steve Murphy, right?
Yeah, I know that he's going for his PGA card.
Right. I took him out. I cleaned his clock last week. We played over here in Ventura County. I beat this guy. I got a 25. I shot a 90. I beat him by three strokes, okay? Here's it.
Okay, so in other words, you shot a net 65, and he had a 68.
That's correct. So let me say this, all right? I love Tiger Woods doing these tournaments. And
do you honestly think that you can beat...
I got 25 strokes, my friend. Okay, that's a USGA handicap. And that is...
But, I mean, are you going to say that after you beat Tiger Woods with a 25 handicap, if you could beat Tiger Woods with a 25 handicap, that...
Well, the handicap doesn't have anything to do with it. What I'm talking about is I could net... Well, forget about the handicap. I'll net a 66 against Tiger's average 68. If I'm in a skins game and I'm getting a stroke per hole and I'm getting seven of the toughest hole, I would clean up. And then we'd see about this, quote, greatest golfer in history bull crap, which is just burns my rear end, chaps my hide. I can tell you, just lit a Bunsen burner under my cheeks.
All right, hold on for a minute, man. 1-800-449-8686. He's offering $1 million. He wants to go mano a mano with Tiger, but he gets 25 strokes. Am I the only guy that... Okay, he gets 25 strokes. Let me get Ted back. Ted, 25 strokes. And
what about it? Okay.
But that's just it. You're getting strokes.
Only because I don't play as much as he does. Look, sorry, I have a business to run, okay? I'm not running around on golf courses all week long. I have a handicap because I don't play golf as much as Tiger Woods does. I have to feed my family, thank you. Okay?
Yeah, but you're still getting strokes. You're getting 25.
What's that got to do with anything? That's USGA regulation. Watch Tiger Woods suddenly get humbled, okay?
Well, then anybody with a 25 could beat Tiger Woods.
Technically, yes, but here's what I've got going for me. Most people would be nervous playing Tiger Woods. Most people would get rattled playing a guy like this. This doesn't faze me because, as you know, I have a lot of celebrities coming into the restaurant. We've Harry Shearer comes in, John Beard, Jimmy Kimmel. So I got a lot of guys coming through. I don't get rattled. And I think that's the name of the game in golf. You don't want to get rattled. You don't want to really, you just want to be cool, baby, you know? Keep your cool. And I'm not going to get rattled. Last month, I'm out at Rancho Park with Steve Murphy. He's close to getting his PGA card. This guy's going to get his card. He got a 67. I grossed a 90. I waxed him by two, if you take into consideration the net. That's a net 65. Okay, so what I think is needed here, Phil, is to spank young Mr. Woods. And
well, okay, you want to go one-on-one.
I go one-on-one against Tiger Woods. I beat him.
With your 25 handicap.
I don't know that that has anything to do with it.
With a 25 handicap, you're going to, if you score, if you shoot a 91, that's a 66. And if he's averaging a 68 over whatever it is, 32 rounds, you beat him.
You got it, bingo. I got a net of 66 against this guy, and I'll spank him. You watch it.
Do you think it's spanking a guy when you get 25 strokes?
Look, I was at Stanford in the early 80s, Phil, and at that time there was something going on with athletics. I tried out for the golf team as a walk-on. I didn't make it, which I think was a kind of a form of reverse racism. There were no black players, only white players, but they were looking for a black guy, okay, and they couldn't find one, and I'm sure that they just took it out on me. And that's
you call that reverse racism, that you didn't make the Stanford team because they were looking for a black guy, they couldn't find one, so they didn't let you on the team.
Yeah, they were angry. Absolutely.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. I don't know this guy is going to go out and play Tiger Woods with a 25 handicap, which means that he'll beat Tiger if he shoots a 90. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Make him look bad.
One 800 449 8686. Phil Henry Show. We have Ted Bell with us, owner of Ted's at Beverly Hills Steakhouse. He is challenging Tiger Woods to a match play 18-hole mano a mano, as he calls it, golf match with your 25 handicap for $1 million. Is that right?
With $1 million, yeah. You keep bringing up the 25 handicap, Phil, which I think is really unfair.
Well, you got a 25 handicap.
I got a 20. I don't go out and golf every day. I don't go out and I don't have a sponsor giving me clubs. I don't have a sponsor giving me clothes. I work for a living. If I didn't have my job, and
all right, let's say you don't have your job. How good are you?
I could kick this guy's butt. And
oh, come on, man. So
if I could devote as much time to golf as he does.
All right, what about all the guys in the PGA Tour? All those guys are golfing.
A lot of those guys, Phil, have second jobs. A lot of those guys do not golf full time. They have second jobs where they are not. They can't devote as much time to the game as him. So if I was able to do that, I have no doubt I'd kick his rear end.
Dude,
I'm sorry.
I don't believe it. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Andy on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Yes, sir.
Hey, I'm just driving up from Arizona to land the golf, and I'm driving up to Fresno for the Easter weekend and see some family, and I'm listening to this joke on the radio. And I mean, what
joke
is joke? I'm telling you right now that I don't care how much you try, you're not going to be as good as Tiger Woods. It's not going to happen.
Well, what, you the victim of the propaganda too? I'm not saying the guy isn't good. I'm saying give me a 25 handicap.
Give you
I will
something.
Destroy.
See, Tiger Woods, you don't have to give him anything other than a golf club. You want him to give you something.
Oh, lucky him.
You need something.
Why? Because he gets to golf all day long, and I got to go to a job.
Oh, it doesn't matter, pal.
Yeah,
don't kid yourself.
Sure it matters.
I mean, you're living in like a la-la.
Ted, you know what I
man.
Think, man? I think
and
that
not only that, but if I had to play with a hack like you with 25
a hack like
handicap,
me 25.
I wouldn't shoot very well either.
You wouldn't shoot very well, so I'd beat you too. Good,
oh,
great.
Probably. I'd play down to my level, the terrible level of a golfer you are.
Great. Looks like you ought to quit hanging out with a
and
guy you
know
hang
what?
Out
and
with.
You know, with $40 million in the bank like Tiger has,
I got
I
$1 million.
Up on your offer either.
I put $1 million up.
A free round with Tiger.
Hey, what's your handicap?
I'm a 7.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know what? This is a
look at man. You know.
No, I'm going to tell you something right now. I got a 25. You give me all the time in the world like Tiger Woods to sit on my butt and do nothing. Yeah, I'm going to be winning some Masters, too.
Oh, no, wait. So you said all Tiger does is practice.
Well, I mean, that's all he's doing is playing.
He's sitting on his butt.
Well, what's the difference?
Be consistent.
Let me ask you a question.
Be consistent.
No, sir, what's the difference between sitting on your butt and golfing?
Oh,
the answer is nothing.
Mind, you know?
Nothing.
All right, Andy, thank you. I think you're making some ridiculous comments here, Ted.
Like what?
Like, for instance, that you think you'd beat him with a 25. I bet you with your 25, you wouldn't even beat him. Okay?
So I can't shoot a 90. Is that what you're telling me? I can't shoot a 90?
I think if you're a 25, that puts you somewhere in the upper 90 range, okay? That means, like I say, it's a 71. That's a 96.
And you're telling me that I can't shoot a 90. I've broken 90, my friend, okay? I had an 88 over at the Wilson course at Griffith Park. I had an 87 out at Desert Falls in Palm Springs.
But dude, 87, how often are you shooting that? If Tiger Woods comes up against you, and he knows that he's got his pride on the line.
He'd get his ass waxed, and you know it, and you don't want to say anything about it, Phil, because you're riding the bandwagon like everybody else. Ooh, Tiger. Oh, please let it.
Oh, don't make a fool out of yourself.
Well, everybody is talking about this guy like he's the greatest thing since sliced bread. Give me a. I want him one on one at Ojai.
What's the thing with Ojai, man? Ojai Country Club.
That is a devilishly difficult course. It's very hilly. It's devilishly trapped.
And I've seen Ojai, man. It's like it's nice. It's beautiful. Ain't freaking Augusta. This cat just took down a guy. You're crazy.
Okay, maybe I am.
1-800-449-8686. Here is Russ on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
1-800-449-8686. Here's Jason on the Phil Henry Show. Jason, go ahead.
Is that on a 9-hole or that you're hitting an 87?
Oh, ha ha. Ha ha.
Is that a 9 or an 18?
That's very funny. Okay, now that you got your little joke out of the way.
I think that's absurd that you're gonna need a 25 handicap to beat Tiger Woods.
Let me ask you something. Are you saying I can't do it?
Basically, in a nice way, yeah. You'd be throwing your money away.
25 strokes.
You're saying that the best golfer in the world.
25 strokes.
He's the best golfer in the world, right. And you're going to beat him?
I'm saying that I've got 25 strokes.
So good. If you're
apparently you don't want to listen to what I'm saying. I got 25 strokes, okay? Read it and weep. 25.
Okay,
yeah.
And if you're
yeah.
so good, and if,
that
if
means
you
I'm getting
so good, why don't you become a professional golfer?
Because I have a restaurant to run. I got a family to support.
Okay, I think you can make a little bit more money
being
a professional golfer than you can running
a
restaurant.
How do you know? How do you know?
How do I know?
How
I
do you know?
Tiger Woods makes a little bit more money than you do.
You know something? Everything you're saying, Jason, is you think, okay? If they were giving out a prize for thinking, you'd be the world champion, okay? I'm saying I got 25.
I think you're
yeah,
right.
You think I'm right. There's another. Give him the award.
Well, why can't you say something other than be sarcastic?
Because I'm putting $1 million up that says I can take Tiger Woods down, baby. I can spank him. And
with 25 strokes, you're spanking him. Dude, you got a freaking 90. You can't even bust 80.
I said I busted 80 twice.
Did you bust 80 or?
No, I busted 90 twice.
You bust 90 twice. So what? All right, thank you, Jason. So what? So what?
All I need is to beat his average, which is a 68. That means I need a 67. 67 plus 20 is how much?
It's 87.
Plus 5, 92. That's all I got to shoot is a 92. Ooh, baby. I would have to practice, and I would need to get some lessons. But
oh, yeah. Hey, man, get out there and hit a bunch of balls. Hit about 16 buckets, and you'll be cool. Tom on the Phil Hendry Show.
Well, yeah, you know, buddy, if I had $2 billion, I'd be the richest guy in the world, too. You know, a 25 handicap. Go out and play Tiger man-to-man. Tiger could beat you with one club.
Oh, you don't. Oh, so in other words, Tiger can't beat me with a handicap?
What's the purpose of a handicap?
That's my USGA approved handicap. What, I'm not supposed to have it anymore?
You can have it, but
yeah.
You go enter
yeah.
any open
yeah.
tournament.
I could.
You go enter any open tournament. They're
yeah.
gonna say screw your handicap.
You go to
you
a
know,
US. Go to the US Open. Bring your handicap to the US Open, okay?
Well, what are you talking about? It's a USGA approved handicap. What's wrong with that? I could go out there. You guys.
You couldn't
you guys,
even enter the U.S. Open qualifier because of your USGA handicap.
You guys don't like it because I stand a chance of waxing your hero, your big golf hero.
You're not waxing.
I can't believe Philly is even letting you have airtime.
You're not even
this.
Waxing a guy when you have to have a handicap.
Let me just ask you something. Could I beat Tiger Woods with my handicap? Yes or no?
You want to know what I think?
Yeah.
I think that if Tiger knew that his reputation was on the line, he'd beat your ass, even with your 25 strokes.
Are you kidding me, man? That means he'd have to shoot consistently a 65.
Obviously, you're not very mentally strong to even be backing up your argument.
Why?
So if Tiger can destroy the most mentally adept golfers in the world, what do you think he's going to do to you?
Those guys, like I said, a lot of those guys work second jobs, okay? Tiger Woods gets to sit on his can.
Oh, I see. Let me guess here. Greg Norman's working a second job. Is that really what he's doing, man? Greg Norman's what? Is he
is he not doing the Foster's Lager commercials and all that stuff?
Dude, that's not a second job, man. That's a commercial endorsement. Takes him 5 seconds. All right, thanks, Tom, for your call. Are you out of your mind? You go out there and play Tiger Woods. I don't care with your 25. You're gonna get spanked.
You guys are dreaming. I got $1 million that says you're dreaming, and I am asking you, Henry, as a favor, you come into my restaurant, you slap up my bar. Now, I want this promoted.
I knocked a drink over in your. Don't be talking about how many I slopped over.
You knocked over a drink, slopped up my bar, and I want this promoted.
Well, what do you want me to do?
I want you to get it out there.
Oh, hey, Tiger, Ted Bell wants you, man. He wants you. He wants every piece of you. And he wants you. What's your number over there?
Our number 213-251-3189, Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. 213-251-3189. We want a call from Tiger Woods. I'll take him out. I'll spank him. I'll wax him. I'll make him my boy. I'll sit him down.
Yeah, I got it already. You'll beat him for your $1 million. Too bad we couldn't get him on the line and say, hey, Tiger, that reminds me of that whole thing with the Saturday Night Live offering the Beatles a reunion for $3,000. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. This is The Phil Hendry Show. Bill Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Ted's Beverly Hills Steakhouse. You make a great steak, Ted. You're trying to tell me that you want to take on Tiger Woods one-on-one, and you'll beat him for $1 million.
I will beat him. And I think what I'm hearing from a lot of your listeners is that they all of a sudden have their new hero, and everybody is falling all over themselves, crawling over the back of the guy in front of them to get on the Tiger Woods bandwagon. And I am here to tell you that I can spank this guy. If you give me $1 million, just him and me, I want him, no one else. And
you keep avoiding the fact you're getting 25 strokes.
I'm not avoiding anything. That's my USGA handicap. And you know, but one of the things is, and I'll play him even though I've got a bad knee, so I cannot stand on that knee. My knee has been bothering me now, for a month or so.
How are you going to walk 18 holes, man, with a bum knee?
I know. I'm going to use my cart.
So Tiger's riding in a cart.
What? Tiger's riding? He's a professional.
So wait a second. You got 25 strokes, and you...
Phil, what you're doing is you're going beside the point. The point is this guy's overrated.
You get 25 strokes in a cart. Tiger Woods walks. The guy still beats you.
Well, hey, you want a piece of the million? Yeah, I don't have enough money to put your money. Yeah. You talk real big. You want a piece of the million or don't you? You want to back Tiger Woods?
I don't have that kind of money.
No, I don't have that kind of money. But you want to talk to me like I'm some kind of a sandbagger? I'm walking in, and I will wax this guy, okay? Net 65 guaranteed.
When you've only busted 90 twice in your life.
This will be number 3.
1-800-449-8686. Michael, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Ted, you're calling him out. Why can't you just play him head up, regardless of if he's a professional or not? You want a piece of him. Why can't you just go with him heads up?
I don't think it's fair that I've got to work for a living while he sits at home doing crossword puzzles.
No, he's not sitting at home. Tiger Woods is up every morning. He's playing golf. And you take time out. You go practice.
I don't call that hard work, Mike. I just don't. I work for a living. He's up playing golf.
But that's what you chose to do.
Well, okay.
Also chose to ask him to play. So why don't you play him head up? Be a man.
Why can't
If you're going to be mad
enough
to criticize,
but what you
and
should
now
do,
you want a handout. Give
what you should
25.
Do is you should
no,
go to the U.S. You should go to the USGA and tell them that if a guy uses a handicap, he's not a man. Go ahead. You make
be
the phone call. You make
all
the phone call.
Millions and everything. What?
You golf?
When the professionals play heads up and Tiger smokes them, or he loses. He loses like a professional.
A lot of those guys
have
day jobs.
And you know what they
say
about excuses. So you're making excuses.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not.
You're trying to find a scapegoat.
No, I'm not.
Go head up with him. You're talking about millions. Give me this. Give me that.
All I'm asking for is I have to use a cart.
All I hear is you study acting. Give me.
What's wrong with me using a cart?
I'm sorry?
What's wrong with me using a cart?
You can use a cart. We're talking about let's erase him giving you points. Then you
strokes.
Want to use...
They're called
strokes. Let's go with the USTA. No.
Now, Michael, do you play golf?
No, I don't.
Okay, well, then you don't know what you're talking about, okay? They're called strokes, not points.
What I'm listening to you and everybody else can vouch is that you're saying, give me.
David Duvall works part-time in the Shady Creek Pro Shop, okay? He's not.
But he
everybody's
does not complain when he loses.
And the other thing, Michael, is
and
I got to...
And he does not ask for any points.
And I
got to
say this. I think you're a little prejudiced in favor of Tiger because he's, you know...
I will tell you something. I hate golf.
He's black.
We're bringing that freaking into this.
No, see, that's petty.
You with your cart and your 25 strokes.
That's petty.
Oh, get a load of you.
I don't like golf. And, again, I think that's very shallow of you to say that, but I'm not
absolutely.
Here to argue about
you
that.
Need
I'm
to
talking
understand
about
golf.
Golf. Be
Tiger and I are going head up, straight up.
You're getting 25 strokes.
No,
other than that.
You,
other than that, we're straight up.
All right. All right, Michael, thank you for your call. And you ought to apologize to that guy for what you said.
What?
Oh, I know why you like Tiger, because he's black.
Well, you know that he's... Okay, I'm a bad guy, huh? I'm a bad guy.
Why don't you play him straight up, is what the kid was saying.
I am.
Yeah, other than the 25 strokes. Here is Bill on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hey.
Yes, sir.
Listen, I would just want to preface my comments by saying I'm not a great Tiger fan. When he wins 18 majors like Nicklaus, then let's play him up to be God.
Here, here.
But listen here.
I agree 100%.
Hold on.
I totally agree with you.
Okay. But listen here.
Now, you're my kind of guy.
No, you probably won't think so.
You're that kind of guy. I really like what you're saying. I like where you're going.
Could I speak?
Will you let the man talk?
Here, well, he already said. He said he agrees with me.
But listen, Chief.
He agrees with everything that I'm saying. But
listen,
he doesn't.
Chief, can I get one word in?
Do you want a caddy for me sometime?
Would you just listen to the guy?
I don't caddy for anybody. I have caddies. But listen here, Chief. I mean, I'm a three handicapper. I grew up at Firestone Country Club.
Oh,
to say there's no ability in this and there's no work to get to where I am, I have worked my butt off. And let me tell you, I've been beaten by many of 15 and 20 handicappers.
Work your butt off to do what?
But, and you may do it, but you still don't have the ability. Do you even know what? Do you play the ball down?
Do I play the ball down?
Do you even know what that means?
Let me ask you something. How many 19th holes have you hit today?
Okay, that's uncalled for.
Do you play the ball down, do you even know what that means?
I play it down, yeah.
Well, I mean, but you still don't have the ability.
Do you know what it means?
No, I don't. What?
You don't have the ability.
What do you mean I don't have the ability? You give me 25 strokes in a cart, and I can kick that guy's butt.
Well, I'll give Santa Claus 25 strokes, and he'll kick my butt.
Of course
you're not, dude. Get a life.
Dude, you're not Tiger.
Life,
are you
dude.
Tiger Woods? Are you Tiger Woods? No. Yeah, he had another chicken. Every golfer I know is essentially gutless. He doesn't want to take out old Ted Velt.
Wait, give me 25 strokes in a cart, and I'll kick his butt. That's really gutsy commentary for you. Here is Tony on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Jay.
Yes, sir.
Has this guy ever played a PGA course?
I'm going to tell you something right now, Phil, that I have in my possession, I've got cards from some of the best courses in the world, okay?
Did you hear this guy's question?
What?
Did you ever play a PGA course?
I played Cherry Hill. I played Olympia. I played TPC in Jacksonville.
What'd you shoot?
Huh?
What'd you shoot?
Well, what'd you shoot?
I shot a 105 in Hilton Head Heritage.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah, it does, but Tiger straight up on a PGA course, you would lose your butt.
See, here's it. You couldn't beat Tiger Woods with a 105.
What were you doing? What were you doing at 25 years old? Working in your restaurant, flipping steaks?
Huh? What?
What were you doing at 25 years old?
What was I doing at 25 years old? I was going to Stanford.
Yeah, okay. He's on national TV winning 5 out of 6 majors.
Well, I guess. You got Nike paying for everything.
There's a reason why Nike pays for everything.
Why?
He's the man.
Oh, he's the man. You guys, look, give me 25 strokes, a cart, and a short course. I will destroy
now
you.
Now you're adding things. Now you're adding the short course.
What?
What's with the short course?
What?
Yeah.
What is with the short course?
Yeah.
I'm just saying nothing over 7,000.
Go to Augusta and have somebody carry your bags and like somebody carries his bag, and let's see what you do. 25 strokes. Sorry, you won't break 100.
I am so tired of this Tiger is the man crap. It's all crap. I say he takes his 4 majors and pounds them. And I can beat this guy. All I need is 25 strokes, a cart, a short course. Okay, give me 36 holes.
How about an executive course or a 3-par?
That'd be nice.
Yeah, on a 3-par, great. Can you take him on a 3-par? Hello? Oh, never mind. Screw him. I don't even want to talk to that nutcase. So, hey, for $1 million, Ted Bell's going to take out Tiger Woods at Arcadia 3-par on Live Oak. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. One 800 449 8686. All I know is my father-in-law, who has just turned 72. Am I right about that? I think Big Al is coming up on 72. This guy goes out and shoots a 75. Yeah, forget about whether he shoots his age. I think it's amazing the guy at 72 is shooting a 75. Which basically what that means is everybody I know he could wax tomorrow. All men 30 years younger than him. We're all 30 years younger than him, and he could kill all of us. He could wax us and have us for freaking lunch. And we have this tournament every year called the Old Boot, which I have. It's like a golf tournament with all my old high school buddies. Sometimes we have it out in Palm Springs. We had it in Vegas a couple of years. We had it down in Mexico a couple of years. Just all over, right? I'm going to invite Al to the boot this year. And we might as well stick his name on that trophy because, you know, why avoid it, man? Why put off the inevitable? Why put off the hell and the torture? 75. The guy's 72 years old. He's out there with all these guys. Every day they're golfing in Palm Springs because these dudes are retired, and they're kicking ass. So how, and this is after he's got two brand new knees. This guy had knee surgery like 2 years ago. Two brand spanking new titanium knees, and this guy's out hitting a 75. I ought to hang my head in shame. Okay, so the new Beatle album is out, the number one Beatle album. Guess what this is? If you haven't heard, it's all of their number one hits together in one CD. That means you don't have to be bored by the ones that were number two or number three. And here it is, the new Beatle album. I think you'll love it. That's a good one, but how about this song, which was... That's fantastic. And here's another great hit. That's cool. And how about this one? Yeah, that's really fantastic. But that, yeah, that's really neat. Here's another great Beatles song. Yeah, okay. Anyway, so here's one. Yeah, okay, that's enough of that. Now, moving on to another great smash hit, the one we all loved, the one that we all loved, the one that we... Well, I can't hear that one. Here's another one. Man, you love this one, I know, Craig. You want to hear this? Yeah, that sucks. Okay, now another song that you'll... Okay, and here is the Beatles with... Okay, and here's another Beatles song that goes like this. And there's one other one that goes like this. And yeah, that's cool. I don't want to hear all of it. And you'll get the general idea. Yeah, that's really a nice song. How about this one? Okay, good. Now, this song by the Beatles. Okay, that's great. And here is one that is a classic. Isn't that a classic? Okay, now moving on. Here's a great classic Beatles song. That's enough of that crap. All right, now the next song that we have is... Yeah, that's great. It's, I didn't even know what that was. Here's a song that... Okay, that's one of those boring things. Here's a really...
Hey.
Okay, and here's one of those songs that... Okay, and here's another piece of crap. And here's a... I say piece of crap. I really like this song. This is... That's enough of that. Here's a song that really is cool. Okay, and here is the one that... Mike, you remember this. Wasn't that neat? And here's the song that we all know. Okay, thank you. So there's the Beatle album. The Long... Who's the genius, and I mean that sincerely, that came out with this album? It's number one, and if you drive by the Capitol Records building on Vine Street in Hollywood, you see the big banner, Beatles number one. When's the last time they hung a banner out in front of that joint? When's the last time they had a number one record of anything? I mean, I don't know. Maybe they do, but it's amazing. All the number one hits. I got to tell you, I can't think of an album that I less need. In other words, I can't think of a record that I have less of a need for than the Beatles' number one anthology, because if you own their records, you got all of them. Plus the really cool songs that didn't make number one. Mad Magazine did it. They did it better than anybody. They had a thing last month. They said, another Beatles anthology. And on this one, it's like not only they've got like rare cuts like Ringo's Doorbell. They have, like, you know, Paul being hauled away by police screaming. Just anything. The last time Mike tells me that the Capitol Records had a banner up was the black one they had when Sinatra died. Sinatra and the Beatles. There you go. That's Capitol Records for you. But I honestly don't. And when I saw this, and Mike, you looked excited. You said, it's all of their number one songs. See, I don't think people relate to number one the way disc jockeys and record retailers and record executives relate to it. If I say to you, they're all number one hits, does it do anything for you? Just are they the songs that I like? Isn't that the thing that you want to say? Or maybe I don't even know what the hell it is I'm talking about. Look at these guys are making $1 million on this record, so far be it from me to try to tell them their business. They got their act together with great hits such as, or that classic that we all remember. Okay. It's the Beatles, the number one anthology. What made you go out and buy this, man? But look at this. Craig's favorite song is Lovely Rita Metermaid. Ain't even number one. Ain't even on here. My favorite Beatles song is probably, well, it actually is on here. So, well, here it is.
If I want to pay for electricity, it's up to the state and the utilities to provide it.
Do you have a nightlight that you leave on all night or anything like that?
Yes, I do, yeah.
All right, what's that all about?
It runs about a half a watt a day.
What do you got that for?
so I don't stumble over stuff when I'm walking at night, you know?
When we were kids, we were afraid of the dark. Why do you have that now?
I'm not afraid of the dark, sir.
Well, then why do you have a stupid nightlight that...
Look, at this nightlight helps you so you can find your way to the can at night.
Yeah, it cost me a lot more because I broke my leg at night.
In other words, you're not one of these guys that it needs to leave the door open with a light on in the hall.
No, no, that ain't the case.
Okay.
You know, you're giving people rewards for not providing service. I mean, that's
right.
Like if the street department doesn't fix the potholes, we're going to give them a raise next week.
I'm saying take the Snoopy nightlight, throw it in the trash, and let's be adults about what we're doing. That's all I'm saying.
How about the power companies doing the job and providing the power that they're paid to do?
They're also paid to black people out if they have to.
And they're getting bonused based upon the fact that they were able to throw the big switch, as you call it.
I don't know what they do.
There's no big switch. That's all done on computer terminals. But that's starting to get like some third world country where we're rolling blackouts in the United States. I mean, the basic thing we can expect from our government is to provide power and water. If they fail at that, then they should be voted out of office.
Wait a second. Wait. So you're telling me you don't have to leave the door open at night to see the light in the hallway?
No, I don't.
All right.
Well, what does that mean?
I just wondered if he was afraid of the dark or if he really needed a
nightlight. No, I'm not afraid of the dark. That's ridiculous.
You don't need a nightlight?
No, I don't need a nightlight except when I don't want to trip over my dog going to the bathroom.
All right, well, I would suggest that we lose the nightlights. We can all do our part, sir, is all I'm saying.
Hey, I agree that they should have done a better job conserving power, but they rolled out huge areas of the people at the same time,
whether they
were using power or not, and that was just to keep from tripping the main substation.
All right, Dave, I need to ask you a question.
I
need to ask you a question, and I don't mean any offense by this, but are you tucked in at night, or do you put yourself to bed?
What a funny man.
I wouldn't expect much more from a gym coach discussing electric issues.
Boy, no kidding. And this is my producer gets me some guy who's, throwing a medicine ball around.
Look, I asked a very good question to you guys. All right, Mr. Henry, you get tucked in?
No, I don't get tucked in.
And what does that got to do with power blackouts in California?
Absolutely. And what has that got to do with people getting bonused and people getting raises from a company that is going to go bankrupt?
How many times do I have to...
Well, not to mention, that company is getting subsidized by tax dollars right now because they're so bankrupt, nobody will take their credit anymore.
They needed
the
subsidy.
So the taxpayers are taking it in both ends.
Well, they needed the tax subsidy in order to pay these bonuses because they are significant.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Well, how about, when you do a good job, you get a bonus. When you do a lousy job, you don't get a bonus.
Let me ask you a question, Dave.
That's kind of the American
way, you know? Dave, let me ask you a question. If you're going to divert power to a certain area, don't you have to push a button or throw a switch?
Yeah, you type something on a keyboard.
And if you're going to, and if you're going to get rid of electricity, you've got to push, say, another button or throw another switch. So it doesn't matter whether the juice is coming or going, you still have to do the job.
They're getting paid by the hour to be there and do their job.
And what do you mean?
For cutting people's power off.
All right, thank you, Rob. Or Dave, is it, right? Dave, thank you very much. And what do you mean, do I get tucked in at night?
You guys are the ones with the nightlights. I love you.